Thanks for listening to BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Chandler Guadagnin, and I've got your morning headlines for Friday, January 21st, 2022. The Pocatello-Chubbuck School District is calling off classes today. According to East Idaho News, cancellation comes as a result of staff shortages. On Tuesday, the district reported more than 100 staff absences. In a different letter, the district also informed parents that 110 students and staff have tested positive for the virus since January 14th. Sugar-Salem schools have also canceled classes for the day. The state government is warning residents against a tax scam that has invaded Idaho. According to Local News 8, residents have reported that they have received letters claiming to be sent from the Tax Processing Center or Tax Processing Unit. These letters say that the homeowner will have their property seized and wages garnished by the state. Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin and the Idaho State Tax Commission say that this is a scam and warn citizens not to fall victim. To protect yourself, authorities say that you should keep an eye out for imposters, research notices online, contact government departments directly, and never pay debts with gift cards or by wiring funds. A state judge is weighing whether Idaho's constitution allows the governor to reject a parole board's recommendation when it comes to commuting a death sentence. Second District Judge Jay Gaskell heard arguments in Gerald Pizzuto Jr.'s case on Thursday. Pizzuto has been on death row for more than three decades after being convicted for the July 1985 slayings of two gold prospectors at a cabin north of McCall. The state parole board recommended that his sentence be changed to life in prison, but Idaho Governor Brad Little said he wouldn't commute the sentence. Pizzuto's attorneys say the state constitution doesn't allow the governor to overturn the parole board's recommendation. A runaway teen has been found safe in Idaho Falls. East Idaho News reports that on Thursday, the Idaho Falls Police Department announced that Elena Malacara was found safe and is now with police. Malacara was reported missing on December 14th and was reclassified as a runaway on January 18th. No other information has been released at this time. These have been your morning headlines for Friday, January 21st, 2022. I'm Chandler Guadagnin. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.